Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes the best way to understand what something is consists in contrasting it to what it is not. The medieval theologians called this technique the via negativa, the negative way. For example, human beings are bound by time. We measure our lives by the clock and the calendar. God, on the other hand, is not limited by time. He is eternal. We grasp God a little better when we contrast him to us. God is what we are not. The via negativa. On this feast of the Holy Family, the via negativa can help us understand better who the Holy Family is if we contrast them to the stereotypical American family symbolized in the cartoon called The Simpsons. The Holy Family is not The Simpsons. And there is no sharper contrast than that between the father, Homer Simpson, and Saint Joseph. It's comical to even make such a comparison. If you've ever seen an episode, you know that Homer is crude, bald, obese, incompetent, clumsy, lazy, heavy drinking, ignorant, and idiotic. He's fiercely devoted to donuts, and his signature catchphrase, "Dough," maybe "Dough," comes from eating too many doughnuts. Because Homer has grown into a cultural icon, USA Today claimed he was one of the top 25 most influential people in the past 25 years. He offers a ready contrast to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is everything that Homer Simpson is not. In the Gospel today, we see the other side of the contrast. Saint Joseph embodies everything that Homer Simpson does not embody. Saint Joseph displays a deep spirituality. He hears and instantly obeys angelic commands, whereas Homer only hears and instantly obeys carnal commands. for donuts and beer. Saint Joseph is hardworking and industrious. Jesus was even known putatively as the carpenter's son. He was such a good carpenter. By contrast, Homer is regularly fired from his tenuous job as a nuclear power plant inspector. Saint Joseph never utters a single word recorded in Scripture. He has a contemplative nature. On the other hand, Homer is loud, boisterous, obnoxious, and impulsive. There's not a contemplative bone in Homer's whole body. Now, I don't mean to be so hard on Homer. He's only a cartoon character, after all. Or is that all he is? Today, let me invite you to compare and contrast these two paradigmatic patriarchs in your own mind's eye. Ask yourself, whom do I hold up as my role model? Who do I try to emulate? Whom do I study and spend time getting to know? Would I rather spend 30 minutes watching The Simpsons or 30 minutes reading Scripture? Do I feel a greater sympathy to Homer Simpson and tend to be more sensual, or to Saint Joseph and try to be more spiritual? Which of these two figures wields more influence over my words? Do I annoyingly grunt, "Doh," when unpleasant things happen? Or do I keep quiet and contemplate the hand of Providence guiding all the events around me? If we are brutally honest with ourselves, which we rarely are, we might find more Homer-like qualities in ourselves than we care to admit, and not as many Saint Joseph-like qualities as we would hope to have. After all, USA Today said Homer is one of the top 25 most influential people in the past 25 years. Would Saint Joseph have made that list? Though! Praised be Jesus Christ.